It is a, I was going to say Friday, March the 6th, but that would be incorrect. It is Monday, March the 6th. And welcome to those of you who are tuning in live time, those of you who are listening in podcast time. We know there are a number of you that tune into this podcast, which is loaded in the ISA Team Success Health, Wealth, and Freedom Facebook page, because Larry is still out of commission. He hasn't put them up on Personal Power Podcast. So thank you to those of you who did respond to the post I made on Facebook. So anybody that wanted to help Larry out, awesome. And I'm just gonna I want to raise the energy, but at the same time, have my two cents. There are people who like the things you post, and there are people who don't like the things you post. And so for those of you who are listening who maybe didn't like that post I made about Larry, well, then, move on, but don't put negative stuff on my page. That's all I want to say. If you don't like it, move on, because guess what? When you do that, I'm going to delete it, because I have that option. Right, Kevin?
I have the power.
I have the power. So if you got and this, you know what, this is something I take, my mother-in-law, I listen to her, I watch her, and she said to me one time, if you have nothing good to say about somebody, don't say anything at all. And this is a woman who, took care of her mother, and I'm getting into some personal stuff here, but I just want to give you some background, and all the sisters agreed to, take their share in looking after their mother, and one by one, they all fell by the wayside, and she was left carrying the load. But you know what? It wasn't a load for her, and she never said one negative thing about her sister. So guys, that's kind of my pet peeve for this morning. So as you scroll through people's news feed, if you don't like what you see there, move on, find something positive, find something uplifting. So with that, I would love to hear from you guys. We had a terrific week last week. Many people had a high cycling week. I think part of that was the new chocolate mint shake. I hope you guys got your stash. I know I got mine. And part of that had to do with the excitement for some of the Canadian leaders coming out of red and white. And I'm telling you guys, events. Having team members there, some of them got reignited. Some people reached deep into their team and invited, former teammates to come. Some people invited new people to come and check it out. And boy, oh boy, I thought we saw a huge spike in cycling last week. So with that, who'd like to step out and share, something that you're grateful for, something that happened for you last week, something that's going to raise the energy on our call this week as we launch the week of March the 6th?
Hey, Carolyn, after you take a few, I'd like to step in.
All right. Anybody else? This is your opportunity to unmute and just jump out and grab your time.
Hi, this is Lindsay, and I'm extremely grateful. I went to Rocco. It was phenomenal, and I'm grateful for what Isagenics is doing to my body and my mind and now my bank account as well. Going really well. Very grateful.
Well, Lindsay, tell us where you're calling in from.
I am calling in from a gym in Ajax.
Ajax. Ajax, Ontario, in the house. I love it. And was there one particular that you came out of from attending, Rocco, we call it, is red and white kickoff. So one thing that really got you saying, hey, you know what, I'm the right time, right place, and I'm going to do blank.
I came in to Rocco, which was important, ready to commit. So I really took a lot from that. And what I really got out of Rocco was to use the tools. And I'm really using the tools now, and I'm plugging into the calls, and I'm getting so much out of it, personal growth as well. So that's what I would say.
Awesome, Lindsay. Thank you for that share, and thank you for stepping out, and we love hearing from new people. We have But for, if you don't tune in on a regular basis, you may think you tuned into the Walton TV show, because you'll have Jen and Dave and Charlene and Potato and Yvonne and Sean and Ken and Kathy and Carol and Barbie and BBL all like saying good morning. So this is our community, Lindsay, and we want to welcome you. And we want you to feel free to step out and share and just even say good morning. So thank you for that, Lindsay. Anybody else?
Hi, Carolyn. This is Shelly Jean from Minneapolis.
And, of course, Shelly Jean, one of our cast of characters.
Thank you. Yes, it's been a while. I finally am in a new job starting this week, so I will be able to be back on the 9 o'clock morning calls. I'm super excited about that, so I'm very grateful. I did want to share at the job that I'm just leaving, there was a conversation between two girls. And this one girl has shared that she was taking this new diet pill. And I was just listening to the conversation. I've never met the two girls. And we all started walking to lunch, and I said, I just very casually said to her, I said, if you want to know more about, a great way that can really, actually look for the results that you're seeking instead of through a diet pill, I said, I have a way. She's like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, I do other things outside of working at this place. And so she wondered what I was doing, and I seriously did not even for one second think that she would want anything to do with our company just because of where we were working and everything. And she went home that evening. She Googled us. She came back to work the next day. She's like, oh, my gosh. She's like, I want to do what you're doing. And I want the 30-day system. And I seriously was like, what? And she has been my best product user that I've had. She texts me every single day. She lets me know what's going on with her, what kinds of food should she be eating, and loving the results that she's having. And I've just been blown away by that. So in everything that we've learned about judging people, that was a judgment moment for me that completely changed how I thought and felt about things. And not only with that did that happen, but it brought me back up to my consultant status, and it gave me a 7 cycles. And I was one of the top cycle earners a week and a half ago, and also one of our people like you see that kid rolls back up in our ranks again. So what happened was lit a fire up my tushy, and now I feel like a Sonic on fire, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that happened. So yes, having an extra $500 a month income is pretty flippin' amazing. So I just wanted to share that because that
wow, lots of lessons there. First of all, what does Kathy Kiefer say? We're most excited when.
When
we bring on somebody new. And can you guys hear the excitement in Shelly Jean's voice? Oh, my goodness. So, there's so many lessons in what you said there, Shelly Jean. First of all, you stepped out in courage. You didn't just, let that conversation go by. You were present. You noticed. You listened. You made an offer. You weren't attached to the outcome. I'm just going to invite you to rethink something I never imagined. I want you to think every time you're connecting out there, imagine this new person coming into your sphere of influence, coming into this amazing culture. It's not about getting people. It's about putting the intention out there that every day I'm going to connect with, I don't know what your matrix is, 1 by 1 by 1, 2 by 2 by 2, 3 by 3 by 3. And what we mean by that is, you're making the intention to connect with one person a day, follow up with one person a day, pour greatness into one person a day. Those are the three categories, and you choose whether to do 1, 2, or 3 a day. And so, we have some leaders in our team when they've got their team fired up, and they're starting with the 1, 1, 1. So kudos to you, and look at all that did, that courage stepping out. This woman, has come into your team, your culture, this amazing culture of Isagenix, and when Lindsay said, I'm committed to using the tools, I can tell you guys, using IsoTools Pro and setting them up for those daily emails and sending them the how to cleanse video and how to do the shake video, that's amazing customer service. So, Shelly Jean, you're fired up, girl.
I am. Thank you. And yes, and that's how that happened too. I used that app, and that was huge. I absolutely love that app.
Lots of great lessons there. So, guys, let's just jump into the meat and potatoes.
Hey, Carolyn.
Oh, right. Sorry, Kevin. Sorry, I forgot about you.
Can I throw one out still?
Yeah. Okay, you can speak.
Okay. In keeping with the theme that you just acknowledged, Shelly Jean, and way to go, Shelly Jean, you know, when we feel most excited is when we just enroll somebody. I just want to give gratitude right now to Isagenics for the ability to follow along in our back office with the 90-day action plan, because maybe I shouldn't reveal it really quick. Maybe I should encourage people to go back there and get their own training. But there's a little special going on right now with regard to new people, and I just think that's awesome.
Don't give it away. And this is what's really neat. So thank you for that, Kevin. Yeah, you know, to those who follow along, there are rewards. And those of you who maybe haven't been following the 90-day game plan and doing the weekly action, it takes like not even five minutes, you guys. So who can tell me how you access the weekly challenges, the weekly ideas? Because that's, you know, some people think we're brilliant on this call and teaching, but that's where we get our ideas from. So who can tell me, where do you go to access the training?
Back office.
Okay, that's like telling me to walk into the library. So I'm walking into the public library. How do I find a particular area I'm looking for?
Training in your Isagenics back office account.
Okay, so Ken, so let's pretend that I can't see and I've walked into the library. So can you be more specific in directing me?
On the home page, on the green bar near the top of the page is a word called training.
Perfect. And then what
right
do I do?
Side, click on training. And on the as soon as that screen opens, on the left box below says 90-day action plan.
Click I love
that.
It.
Scroll
thank
down
you, thank
to week 7. Click on that and answer the questions.
Awesome. Now, those are explicit instructions, guys. And so part of, you know, thank you for that, Ken. Part of why we do that, guys, is because we know where everything is, and we say to our team, go to the back office. That's daunting. I mean, I go to the back office, and I'm like, whoa, what do I look at here? So that's like sending somebody to the public library and saying, yeah, go to the library. The book's in there. It's like, whoa, there's a lot of sections in the library, right? So remember, when you have new people, you guys, new partners, to be really – and take them there or give them explicit instructions and say, go to the back office, just like Ken just walked you through it. And so that is what I do every Monday morning. And, if once you complete the questionnaire, you can't go back and redo it. I tried to do that this morning. So take notes, print off what you need to print off so that you remember, what was being taught there. So we are in week 7 of the 90-day game plan. But before we jump into week 7, I put out a challenge last week for people to do. There were some people who stepped up and said, yeah, they're going to take that on. Anybody want to jump out and let us know how they did with that?
The challenge by you and Kevin about overcoming price objections?
Yeah, or any kind of objection.
I believe that's what you're referring to, Carolyn?
Mm-hmm.
Kathy and I both worked on our own separate way of how to have the conversation with folks, and each of us put together a little presentation. They're probably 3 or 4 minutes long each, but we've practiced on each other. We have not, unfortunately, talked yet with people outside, but we do have some meetings scheduled this week where we intend to practice.
Okay, awesome. And the key thing is, guys, you know, on this call, Kevin is brilliant at giving you some ideas in terms of what does he say to people and how do we overcome these. And objections are simply questions. I never look at anything as an objection. I just look at it as a question because I want you guys to think about when you first came in, did you, you know, did you just like, oh, yeah, I'm good with that. Sign me up. Yeah, I'll take that value pack. You know, you had some questions, and when they were answered, you made a decision to partner with the person you partnered with. So they're just simply, if you think about it as questions that need to be answered, and you hold the posture, because people are questioning more than anything, they're questioning whether you know what you're doing, or can they knock you off your block, so to speak? Can they knock you off your pedestal? It's like, let's see how, you know, let's test the waters with this person. So kudos for you guys that did do that practicing, because that's all it is. It's just practice, practice, practice. So as we jump into this week, week seven, you're continuing, you know, to connect, because that's what we do. That's what we get paid to do, to connect with people and find out where their pain point is, to connect with people to see if there is a fit. I talked with some folks last week, and oh my goodness, they're not people I want to partner with, based on that initial connection, based on that initial conversation. And so I'm following them on Facebook, and they can see what I'm doing, I can see what they're doing. And so if the fit isn't there, you guys, if my value system and their value system aren't in synchronicity, then I don't necessarily want to partner with those people. But at the same time, maybe they're having a bad day. You know, maybe I was having a bad day. And maybe the interaction was just that. And so I always leave it open to follow up with people. So how many of you have been doing that? And I would love to hear from you, you know, in your reconnecting with some of your warm market. What's happening for you guys?
Well, I have one, a person, this is Potato.
Thank you, Potato.
So you can give me her social security number.
And so what can you do about that?
Well, I explained to her that anytime a company is going to pay you money, and I'm not sure exact verbiage I used, but anytime a company is going to pay you money, the law requires that they are able to send out a 1099. And this woman, by the way, is a legal person, very legal. And if they're going to send out a 1099, they have to have your social security number.
Right.
And the strange thing is, I've known this person for years. And in the past, I've gotten all the information. I just didn't keep her social security number in my files and so forth. Customer option only.
Yeah. And so I have a question for you. Should you be keeping people's social security numbers?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I've been direct sales for over 40 years, and many times I need those things. It's security.
So, okay, guys, I'm just gonna stop right here because this is part. This, you know, all the calls that we do are, we want to make sure that they're compliant, and so that is not information that anybody ought to be keeping on file. Because if I have got a directive from somebody who does not want to give me their social security number, and I happen to have it, and I take it and I put it in, I can be in big doo doo. So, just a little. A side caveat and a disclaimer that we only take the information that people want to give us. So, Potato, I'm sorry to use you as a compliant example, but this is important, right? So we want to meet people where they're at. So can you put her in as a preferred customer?
Yes, and I offered
that. And was that an option that you offered her?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. And do they at any time have the opportunity to move the needle and decide that they want to participate in the income side of things, and can they change their status from preferred customer to associate?
Of course.
Okay, awesome. You bingo, you get all three right. Gold star for Potato. So kudos to you, Potato, for continuing to, you know, dip into your warm market. And something else I'm going to share with you guys here. How many of you, if you've been there for more than a year, when you go to your personally enrolled details, you see the color red?
Yes.
Anybody been here more than a year?
Certainly, lots of red.
Let me add one comment. I was a registered securities investment advisor, so I have a lot of legal reasons to keep those information.
And that's awesome, Potato, but for Isagenix's purposes, we need to make sure that we share that disclaimer that we cannot use people's information if they haven't given it to us at the time of the exchange. So that's a different life than your Isagenix life, right?
I'm well aware of that. I just want to be sure.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, guys. So how many people see red in their back office if they've been here for more than more than one year?
Yeah,
I have a lot of red in my, you know, when I go to my personally enrolled. And so those people, would they be part of your warm market?
Sure.
Yeah,
because you've already done the work, right? So I used to say red is dead, and I've changed that. Red is revival, you guys. Red is revival. So when you're working towards your goal, and every week I set a cycle goal for myself, and then I go about looking who in my business can I assist to move the needle on cycles to get from, you know, whatever my auto show for the week, my business blueprint, to what I need to produce to get to my cycle goal, then I start looking through my personally enrolled. Who's there? And this is Jimmy Smith taught me this. In connecting with my warm market, who's there who is an associate that already has one customer or one associate, so they're halfway to consultant. And in the new customer first initiative, can anybody tell me what's changed in the new customer initiative? Does everybody have to come in with 100 BV?
They don't have to.
No, they don't have to enroll at all. They can just buy products as required.
Exactly. And so what happens if they come in, you know, with you have one person comes in with 20 BV and another person comes in with 50 BV and another person and, you know, a whole bunch of people come in and adds up to 100 BV. What happens?
Consultant!
Yes!
Right.
Bingo for Barbie Lee. So that's the, you know, if you have not listened to the customer first call, that took place last week, I would encourage you guys to go source that out because there's been some new changes in the initiative of driving this, you know, customer first. And I'm telling you, it's so much easier now for you to meet your customer where they're at, right? Meet your customer where they're at. And so go and check out. I will also encourage you guys to check out isaproduct.com and click on one particular product. Let's say you send your prospect and they want to know about the products, they go to isaproduct.com and they've indicated that they're only interested in the shake. So they go to the shake, they pull up the shake, and then they, anybody know what buttons there now that they see that wasn't there before?
It probably says customer. I haven't looked, but it probably just says customer only.
Well, I'm going to encourage you guys to go and source that out. I'll give you what Carolyn does. So if somebody asks me about a specific product or how you do the 30-day, I am directing them through ISA Tools Pro, the ISA Tools Pro app, where I can send them a PDF on that particular product, or I can send them a video on how to cleanse, or I can send them a video on how to do a shake day, or I can send them a video on are you toxic. So I'm using that methodology to get people there. I'm not using isaproduct.com because through isaproduct.com, people can actually go in there and they can buy any product they want, and your ID number is not attached to isoproduct.com. So that's just a little something new that's happening there. I encourage you guys to check that out and just be aware of how you're interacting with your customer. If I do send somebody there, I'm going to let them know what they see. I'm also going to let them know if they choose to buy that product at that site, they will be paying retail. So my position is, hey, you know what, go and check that out. You'll see the information there. And if you want to know how to get the best price, you know, connect with me and I'll set you up for success. So those are just a few new things that are going on, you guys. Who are you connecting with in your warm market? I'm always going back to my personally enrolled that are in the red zone. I have a Zoom call set up with a lady who, you know, bought products regularly with me. She was a great customer. So every week I pick, you know, in my, if you're doing one by one or two by two by two or two, three by three by three, one of those is a reconnect to somebody who's in the red zone. Because eventually you're going to get to the place of where you want to get to, right? Why, if you've already done the work with somebody and they've signed up with you and they just happen to have fallen off the wagon for whatever reason, maybe a phone call from you is going to reignite them. And I know I've heard from many of you on this call that have done that. And people have actually said, oh, my God, thank you for calling me because I've been meaning to get back on that. And I forgot it's there and out of sight, out of mind. Right. So go back to your red is revival. This is that for me, that's red is revival week. Who have you connected with in the past? What questions do you need to answer so that they can make a decision? Keep adding to your list. Who's on the fence that needs to leverage? And those of you who go and check out the training section of week 7, you'll see that there is a special promotion there this week. I'm just going to leave it at that. So that's your homework. To share it with your team. So when you see what that special is, make sure you put it in your Facebook page, your team pages, call your customers, let them know who can you help to get to consultant this week. That promotion is really going to help you. And here are a couple more promotions that are going to help you this week. If you're Canadian, Susan Sly has a Zoom call for Canadians only because there's some different stuff that's happening in Canada. For the rest of the community, Ellen Bradley Gannis has a Zoom call where you can tap into an opportunity meeting. So it's a great place to bring your new people or people who need to make a decision, right? Bringing them to an event is going to take the pressure off of you and have a third party. That's like a three-way call, right? That Zoom call. And then on Thursday, we have our second series with JJ on using the IsoTools Pro app. And I'm going to tell you guys, since I've been using that, my business is much more organized. It's much more efficient. People aren't falling through the cracks. I go there on Monday morning and I see who has viewed the videos that I've sent them and who I've, you know, we haven't come to a place of decision. No. So I know I sent a bunch of them out last week, and so my goal today is to connect with those people and to either invite them on a Zoom call or to collect a decision based on some of the questions that Chris Harder has shared in the week 7 module of your action plan. So here are some of the questions you might want to ask people. If they're looking at this as an income, if you were to own your own business, what would it look like? That's a great way to connect with people. That's a great opening statement. A great closing statement would be, or I like to say a coming to a decision, is, you know, this is putting people into a place, guys, where you're future casting them. So if I was conversing with Ken, it would be, Ken, what would this do for you and your family if you were to reach your goals? Once you've dropped that 50 pounds, what is your life going to look like, Ken? I want to put people into the place where they see vision, possibility, a new way of doing things, right? Because once people can see the why, they will decide to buy. Geez, I should write that down. And another closing question or a question that Chris Harder has on here, if you could design your ideal system, that will help you reach your goal and insert what the goal is, lose weight, gain some more energy, what would that look like? What would you be doing in a day? So these are all questions to open people up, bring them to a decision, ask them about what they've tried in the past that's worked, what have they tried in the past that didn't work, what are they willing to try again, and of course you can offer them all the freebies that Isagenics has going on this week. So with that, guys, I'm going to stop here and find out what are you taking away and how are you going to get into action this week?
A quick question. Does that mean a person can buy products from Isagenics without being an associate or a customer of anyone in particular? Just anyone can go in online and buy products?
Yes. Called retail, and that's Isagenics' way of dealing with all of the nonsense going on in eBay and whatever else is happening out there. So, yeah, they can go right to Isagenics and buy product retail.
Be aware
of what's out there and how you can manage your own contacts and your own prospects. Barbie Lee, you were stepping out?
Who gets the credit for
yes.
that if someone does that?
There is no credit for retail. It goes straight to the company.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Isagenics products.
Guys, here's what I'm going to invite you to do. Go to isaproduct.com and see what's new there and how that site has changed. So do your own diligence, do your own homework, and you'll know how to manage your prospects. BBL.
Okay, so totally super, like, freaking happy dance with this new customer first program. Like I'm so excited. I peed a little, actually, the other day when I was reading through it. So I was that excited. This is so amazing how, you know, Kathy's words just keep showing up in my head. We want to pay more. Like we want to pay out more for our associates. We want to have the best paid associates in the industry. And she just keeps making it happen. And this is so awesome. And, you know, I'm with you. I don't use ISA products. I coach my team to buy their name. So I have BarbieLeeHemmings.com, and it goes directly to my Isagenics site. So that's a little tip for everybody. Go buyyourname.com. Not your name, but what your actual name is. And, you know, then you can lead them right directly to exactly where you want them to be. And with this new retail program and the new customer first, I've got, like, goosey bumps all over my freaking body.
I love that. And, yeah, this is part of the initiative that Isagenics is, you know, they're rolling with the punches where the FTC wants to know, do we have real customers or we just have a bunch of associates selling a bunch of stuff? So this customer-first approach is really going to help you build your business so that, you know, when you're connecting with people and they don't want to have anything to do with the income plan, you know, we do invite them. We do tell them. I mean, I still use that. I'm obligated to tell you that we have a wonderful referral program. I still go through all of that. But in the end, we have to respect people where they're at. And this customer initiative is really going to help you drive your business. So if you have not listened to the call, go and check it out. There is a series of calls on the customer initiative that Isagenics has put out. So, guys, make it a great day. We'll be back here tomorrow with the beautiful Lori Clark with some more ideas on how to connect with your warm market, you know, and where you can, you know, add to your list and how you can continue to build your list. And I know so many people are pre-enrolling people in the UK using LinkedIn. So there's many ways for us to connect with people. We should never, ever have that attitude that I have nobody to talk to. So with that, make it a great day. We'll be back here tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.